Al-Ashir v'tashir v'yom lahein. So Jost is relative to the Jews who live in the time of the future Bezdin. So they are bound by the decision of the future Bezdin. So the Jews who lived in the time of the former Bezdin, they were bound by the decision of the former Bezdin. But what does it mean? It means in respect to all matters of the people, of the Jews, who live in the time of the future Bezdin, so the law should be considered lemafreya that way. But in respect to all matters that arose at that time, so the law was the way the former Bezdin, the former Bezdin expressed, decided it. So Mimele, that's the reason as to why the Gemara Yemei doesn't ask. So Mimele, they should not be, he should not be mechuyev to bring the korban because there was no maisavere. The answer is, now, when he has the shaila, should I bring the korban or not? So this is a shaila that arises as to an obligation that is taking place now, when the future Bezdin reversed the decision of the former Bezdin. So Mele, in respect to this question, is this person Ruvein, who ate a kazayis cotton? So, and at that time, the kazayis cotton did not come under the love of Chalev. Now, El HaShevet HaShiyir Bayomim Ha'im, according to the decision of the Shevet Bayomim Ha'im of today's Bezdin, it comes within the love of Chalev. So he is asking, should I bring a korban now? Not whether I should bring a korban, I should manipulate that I should have brought a korban lemafreya. That's an impossibility. He is asking whether I'm mechuyev to bring a korban now. So we say, in respect to this question, of that is mikan l'haba, whether you are mechuyev to bring a korban, so mimele, you should bring a korban. Because right in regard to all questions that arise now, so the law has been that way all the time. So the answer should be that he should bring a korban. But there is a halacha of shomidose. So that means shomidose, if the circumstances were such that even if he had been told at that time that a future Bezdin would reverse the decision, he's still at that time, he would not have refrained, and Al-Kadini wouldn't have been mechuyev to refrain, because at that time the decision of the contemporary Bezdin of that time was that it does not come within the love of Chalev. So mainly it's not Shomidos. Anyway, so we see that there is a halacha that when Bezdin Hagodol passes, that Chalev is muter, even if Lapishmai is galye, that Bezdin Hagodol made a mistake. But that's the halacha. That's the what's nabere. So al piatir asher yeruchu lisoso mikol hadovar asher yagidu lecho yomin usmeil afileim lecho yomin shu usmeil usmeil shemi. But if the same Bezdin realizes ultimately that it made a mistake, then it nullifies the yeroyim ab initio, and mimele it's goyim yosel mafreya, that there was no yiroaz Bezdin that chelem is muta, because it nullifies the yeroyim ab initio. So mimele this the now onus gomu is part of kol because of my havelim. Now in this case, Bezdin Sheheru Bishgog, V'nein Elohem Shgogoson. So, Kolo Eisek V'yroson, Sheposhto B'riva Tzibur, Ma'acha Sheyodu, Harei Zimei V'yoshem Tom. Hoyo V'hoyo V'yilishel B'chol Eis Al Dvorem Shenishachu B'Bezdin. B'amed V'am Amorim B'mi Shehoyo Im Bezdin B'Mdino. Aval Mi Shero Ha'yiroi, V'yholach L'Mdina Acheres. אבל פי שעושה אחר שיידו, היא ספוטר, מפני שתולו בהן, והרי אי אפשר לו להישאר. ולא יעיד לה נבלות צייס, אבל פי שעדיין לא יוצא לדרך, והיא עושה על פי הם אחר שיידו, הרי זה פוטר. הרי זה פוטר. So that means that, why? Because he's an honest. He's an honest God. He's Potter. But, now, why do we have to resort to the halacha of onus? After all, there is a halacha of al piatir asher yeruchu, אבל אם רוח על ימין שהוא סמייל, ועל סמייל של ימין, ועל סמייל של ימין, so right or wrong, if best not God will pass from that, so it's right. The answer is, if best not God will have not discovered its own mistake, then we would say, right or wrong, best not God will pass from that way, it's right. That's the Dina Torah. That will be a Teva Sheyeruch. But here, best not God will ultimately realize its mistake. And when was he Eichel Chilev? After Bez Nagodl realized this mistake. But he was not aware of the fact that Bez Nagodl at the time when he ate the Chilev, Bez Nagodl had already found out its mistake. Now, I forgot to mention. Now, the Gemara tells us in Bomitzie that the Chachomim were another Rabbez Ben Hurkanes because he persevered in his view in Tanur Achim. So there's Chilek and Rov Bez. Now the question arises, how did Rav Leza ben Hurkanes, I mean, the Godel Shebechabure, how did he do such a thing? I mean, we saw so. So the answer is, Rav Leza, now the Chinuch says that on an ideal level, Rav Leza ben Hurkanes was more right than the Chachom. And that's the pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says that the Paschal said, Halochet Rav Leza ben Hurkanes. On an ideal level, so the view of Rav Leza ben Hurkanes was even more sound. But the Torah says, Rav Yeshua said, Imashdichim mi Paschal, the Torah said, Achirabim lahates. So even though on an ideal level, the view of Rav Leza ben Hurkanes was even more sound than the view of Rav Yeshua, but we might say everybody had to report himself according to the view of the rabbi. Now, so why did Rebbe Lezer persevere? The answer is, suppose, now of course, he had to succumb to the Chachom, because Rebbe Lezer ben Hurkanes was sure that Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel and all the Chachomim were Imrim al Yimin Shu Smeil, because he entertained a different view. And you see that the Paschal confirmed this view. So he was convinced that Rabbi Yeshua was saying al Yimin Shu Smeil, but he still had to succumb to their view because of the Aloche Afil Imrim al Yimin Shu Smeil. So why didn't he succumb? Because he anticipated that years later, Rabbi Yeshua and Gamliel and all the Chachomim would reverse themselves. And one second, let me finish. That years later, so Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua and all the Chachomim would reverse themselves. And then when the same Bez reverses itself, so then it nullifies the Roye, Ab initio, so Memele, it would have been Igloya Milsa Mafreya, that he was not Eber Al Nisos. But that's the mistake that he made, Rav Leza ben Hurkanes. In other words, he was sure, because he was convinced that on an ideal level, he was more sound. His view was more sound than the Rabbim's. And that was confirmed by the Paschals. I mean, he was not wrong in that, Chas V'Shalom. But Rav Leza ben Hurkanes should have succumbed to the view of the Chachomim anyway, because of the Aloche, Afilayim l'chal yamin shehu smeil, val smeil shehu yamin. So why didn't he succumb? Because not only was he convinced that his view was more sound than the view of Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel, and that was confirmed by the Paschal, he was equally convinced that years later, the same Chachomim, not 50 years later, when there'll be a new Bezin, but he was convinced that within their lifetime, the same Bezin would reverse themselves. That would have nullified the original Hoyroye of Ram Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua Abnishio. So maybe it would have been Igloy Milson Mafreya that it was not evil. But they did not reverse themselves. So Memele, that means that Rabbi Loza ben Hurkanes committed an Avera B'Sheyik, because he thought that they would reverse themselves. So Memele, So we see that the Chachomim decided to be minader Beis HaMikdash. Even though the Chachamim knew very well that the Baskol confirmed the soundness of the view of Rebbe Eliezer as against the view of Rabbi Yishuv and Gamliel. But one has nothing to do with the other. There is a halacha of Achir Rabbi Lahatis. So even if the view of the Miut is more sound than the view of the Rabbin, but the halacha is like the view of the Rabbin. The soundness is not important. So we certainly cannot say, let's say, when Beis Nagot passes the trail of his mutter. So now there is a loche afleim ruchal yimin shu smil asmil chimin. But in case Beis Nagot, the same Beis Nagot, reverses itself, so then it nullifies the roi abnishim. But we cannot say that the person who refused to succumb to the roi of Beis Nagot, a godel, is not an honest gomor. Why? Because he should have insisted that ultimately the same Beis Nagodl would reverse itself. Because if that had been the aloche, if we could expect an ordinary Jew who is not in the madrega of Rabbi Zabin Hokenes to scrutinize the decision of Beis Nagodl on the basis of the possibility that ultimately the same Beis Nagodl would reverse itself. So why did the Chachomim Minabe? Why did the Chachomim Minabe Rabbi Zabin Hokenes? That's exactly what he did. He was sure. He anticipated a reversal by the same person. So why were they Minabe? Why Minabe? The answer is, one is not supposed to anticipate such a possibility. He hears that the Beis Nagodl passes differently. He has to succumb to the view of the Beis Nagodl. And he should not even anticipate. He's not supposed to anticipate a reversal by the same Bezdin. So that was the Avera from Bezdin. I mean, who can I say what's the shaking? But that was the Avera of Bezdin. So Mimele, the question arises, why does Rabbi Lezer? So it seems that Rabbi Shimon, I mean, how could anyone say differently than Rabbi Shimon? Now, Heiru Bezdin Shechilev Muta. And Vineida, Vineidalev. They made a mistake. And then, Volach HaYochid, V'yosa Al-Piyem, he didn't know that Beis Nagodl had already found out of his mistake. So, why is Rabbi Lezer Chilek on Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon says he's potter. It seems that he couldn't say any differently than Rabbi Shimon. Of course, he's an honest gomo. How could we not consider him as an honest gomo? What was his neglect? Why? Because he wasn't chile, because his neglect consisted in the fact that he relied on Beis Nagodl. He was not allowed to be chile on Beis Nagodl. If the great Rabbi Lezer ben Hokenes was nisnade because he defied the psak of the rabbi, Salachas Kama Vechamo, an ordinary Jew, if he defies the psak of Beis Nagodl. So how can we say that he's not, there is an element of neglect? How can we say? So how is it that Rebbe Lezer is chilek on Rabbi Shimon? The answer is, in Chanami, in a case where he would eat chilek before the Beis Nagodl had found out its mistake, so then of course he's an honest gomor. But Rabbi Shimon has reference to the case where the Yochid, let's say Ruvain, ate the chilev after Beis Nagodl had found out of his mistake. So, had he made a proper inquiry, if he had come to Beis Nagodl, to the Lishkas HaKozis every day, and asked them, I mean, what chidesh is chadish b'Beis HaMedresh? So then it's very possible that had he shown up in Lishkas HaKozis and he had inquired of the chidushim of Beis Nagodl, that the Beis Nagodl would have told him, we realize that we made a mistake. So then he would not have eaten the chilek. So maybe there is an element of neglect. So the reason is why it's not considered an honest gomor. Honest gomor means without any fault. Without any iota of fault. No, but Rabbi Lezer is chilek on Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Lezer says, no, here we cannot consider him to be completely faultless, absolutely faultless. Had he eaten the chilek before Beis Nagodl had realized that it had made a mistake, then he would have been completely faultless, because he was not allowed to defy and even to doubt the soundness of the decision of the Snagodl. Afilaim Lukhal Yamin Shus Meir. The Blessed Ben Ukeres was not allowed to defy Allah has come with an ordinary Jew. But he ate the Chilev after the Snagodl had found out. So there is a possibility that if he had been more vis-a-vis and more diligent in finding out new things from the Snagodl, he would have known. But he didn't, he was neglectful. So Mele, Reb Lezer says, you cannot consider him as an honest gomor. So the Rambam says, Bame dvorim amurim bimisho hoyoim bezn bimdino. Avo mishero ayroi. Viholach limdina acheres. Avo pisho saha shiyodu poter. Mipnei shetoloben variyev chalilishel. So why is he not considered, according to Reb Lezer, an honest gomor? Because he ate the chilev after Bez Nagodl had found out his mistake. So there is a possibility that if the same person who had been in the same town, he had been in Yerushalayim, so it was not difficult for him to make a visit in the Lishka of the Lishka Sagozis. And maybe if he had visited the Lishka Sagozis and he would have inquired, Machidush is Chadish. So Bez Nagodl would have told him, we found out that we made a mistake. We had a choice. So then he would have refrained from eating chaylev. So there is an element of neglect. But if he was Nidina Sayam, he was out of town. So there is no element of neglect. So then he's certainly an honest gomor. The question is, one second. The question is, why does Reb Lezer say something? So, Manavshik. In the case where he was out of town, so then he's potter, because then he's another spot. So when is a chayev a korban? Only when he was in Yerushalayim. So then there is an element of neglect. Why? Because hoyul vehoyul leirishel bicholeis al dvorim shenischatshu bebezdin velo yishual harizek mishenistapik leim choto loichot. So why is he told? Why is he stopping? If there is an element of neglect, he should have made inquiries. He should have tried to learn new things from Bez Nagodl every day. And he didn't. So he should be Chayav Chatos, not an Oshel Tol. Why is it less of it? The answer is this. The reason is why, according to Reb Lezer, is Chayav only Oshel Tol, because it's like Sofik Ochal Chilev, Sofik Ochal Shumen. Because what was... You cannot say that he was neglectful in not defying the decision of Bez Nagodl. That cannot even be conceived. He was not allowed to defy and to doubt the authenticity of the decision of Bez Nagodl. But the neglect might consist. In the fact that he didn't inquire every day as to Dvorim Shenischatshu Bebez. Now, what would have happened if he had visited the Lishka Sagozis every day and he would have bothered Bez Nagodl every day? Now, what's new? What kind of a chiddush was Nischadish in your Bez today? So what would have happened? What could have happened? That if he would have asked Bez Nagodl, what's new, what kind of chiddush? So one of two things. Maybe Bez Nagodl would have told him, we are busy now, we cannot tell you what kind of chiddush. We are busy, we have it in Torah now, we have to sit in Bez in session. Or, and even if Bez Nagodl would have told him what chiddush was nischadish that day in Bez, so Bez Nagodl was not nischadish only one chiddush a day. Bez Nagodl probably was mechadish many chidushim every day. So even if he had inquired, from Bez Nagodl, what are the chidushim that one is chadish in your Bez today or this week? So maybe Bez Nagodl would have mentioned all the chidushim, and maybe they would have mentioned some chidushim, and some chidushim they would have omitted. How can anyone know? What would have happened if that person had consulted Bez every week or every day? It's not borrowed that he would have found out about that mistake. Maybe he would have found out other things, but this not. Why is Bez Bezdin is presumed to tell every Chiddush to every person who inquires about Chiddushim. They wouldn't be able to function if they had to repeat to every person. Of all the Chiddushim, they wouldn't be able to function. They would have to spend all day in telling them the Chiddushim to every Jew. So there is a possibility that if that person had consulted Bezdin regularly on the Chiddushim, that he would have found out of that mistake. But there is a possibility that he would not have found out anyway. So Memele, he cannot bring a chatos. Because if Klal Yisrael is gali, that had he consulted the Bezdin regularly, he would have found out of the discovery by Bezdin of its mistake. And the only reason as to why he did not find out is because he had not consulted. So that means that the reason as to why he ate a chilev is because he neglected inquiring. But it's also possible that Klal Yisrael is gali, that even if he had consulted Bezdin, Bezdin would not have mentioned a word about this discovery. They would have mentioned other things, and maybe Bezdin would not have mentioned any of the Chiddushim. Maybe they would have been busy, and they wouldn't have been able to tell him of the Chiddushim. So Memele, it's a suffix. So that's why the Rambam says, Hoy v'hoy oloi mishi, b'choleis, al dvorim shenishachu b'Bezdin, v'loi shoal, hareze kemishenistapik le'im choto eloi choto. So, Izoshim Tolu, because if we had been sure that had he consulted Bezdin, then Bezdin would have told him, then the Achilas Chilev would have been due to the fact that he neglected consulting Bezdin. But it's possible that even if he had consulted Bezdin every day, he still would not have found out. So, Memele, the Achilas Chilev was not due to the fact that he didn't inquire. So Memele still is an honest gogol, but we don't know whether he would have found. No one knows. We have no Levim to tell us what would have happened had he consulted. So Memele is a suffix. So Memele has to bring a notion to But so he says, because then there is certainly no element of neglect. So he's an honest gomo. So he's now the one difficulty. Now the Chaim Alojener does not discuss all that. All that he says is that the Rambam had the gear said that he's more now text. V'Rabbi Shimon Yochid Shosa B'Roaz Bezdin Chai. So the board there, Reb Shimon says that when she view Kaproson, when she loy view Kaproson, so he's potter. So he says over there he did it on the basis of the Roaz Bezdin Agodol, and it's possible Rivatzibo. So Memele he's not supposed to, according to Reb Shimon, he's not supposed to anticipate the possibility that Bezdin Agodol made a mistake. After all, he doesn't even spell out that, but this is what he means. But according to Rabbi Lezer, there is an element of neglect, because he should have made inquiries. But according to Rabbi Shimon, he's not expected to make inquiries every day as to Chiddushim. He knows that Bezdin Agodol passed, it's good enough for him. He's not supposed to anticipate that possibility even in his mind. So, and to make inquiries, what kind of Chiddushim maybe Bezdin Agodol reversed itself. According to Rav Shimon. Oh. But, so Memele is an honest gomor, according to Rav Shimon. But the one difficulty there is. So, the only reason as to why Rav Shimon says that he's poter, because of the aloche of Aflim Ulchal Yemin, Shehu Smeil, Val Smeil Shehu Yemin. So, why does the Rambam say only Bezdin Shehiru Bishgog, Vineda Lohem Shgogoso, Ben Sheiviu Kaporoson, Ben Sheloiviu, Koloese Kifi Roson, Sheposto Beriva Tzibo, Meacha Sheyodu, Harize Mevi Oshitolu? I'm not interested. Why Dafti Posto Beriva Tzibo? After all, there is a loche. Aflame him Chol Yimin Sheu Smeil, Val Smeil Sheu Yimin. So even if it's not Posto Beriva Tzibo, but Bezdin Agodol, Pasten the Chilev is Muter. So he's supposed to to abide by the decision of Ezna Godel. So what if it would not Poshtav Revatzibu? And the Rambam emphasizes the fact that it's Poshtav Revatzibu. So Bishleim, according to the first Loshon Ramban, he doesn't say it on the basis of Onus Gomor, but he says it on the basis of the fact that that he is mechuyev the par, so mele that is mafkia the chiyuv of any other kol. So you understand when is there a chiyuv of par? Only was poshtav revatzibu. But if it's not poshtav revatzibu, there is no chiyuv of par. But the Rambam doesn't base it upon the fact that the chiyuv of par is mafkia the chiyuv of any other kol. He bases it upon the fact that he's an honest gomo. Why is an honest gomo? Because he didn't do anything wrong. He acted according to the Torah. Luisosum Kladova Shevidu Chiyom Ismail. Afleim Chalimin Shu Ismail or Smil Shu Yemin. He acted as Yisrael Kosha Shudet. So even if it's not Kosha Barilatzibo, he still should be considered as an honest gomo. Now, there is a theory. Now, Rebbe Chonon, in his Aores, mentions that stira. I mean, this stira is an evident stira. I mean, everybody can see that between the Yerushalmi here, yes, and the Sifri. So, in one place, it says, "We saw some kladova sheagid lochiyom u'smeil afileim lochal yimin shu smeil v'atzmil shi'im." In another place, it says, "We saw some kladova sheagid lochiyom u'smeil kishayimrim al yimin shu yimin v'al smeil shu smeil." So there is a still. Now, the truth is that the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos so mentions both. And even though the Ramban doesn't mention one as against the other as a stire, but the Ramban gives an explanation. When is one, does one aloha apply and when does another aloha apply? The Ramban says that if Bez Nagodl paskit something, let's say that something is mutter. That something is mutter. Let's say Bez Nagodl paskit that psik reishet leich besle is mutter. Mutter lechatel. And then there is a Talmud Chochem who is convinced through his lomdes that psik reishet leich besle is mutter. He's convinced. So he should not rely on Likulei and the psak of the Bez Nagodl. If he's a Talmud Chochem. But he should first make it his business to see the Bez Nagodl and to mention to Bez Nagodl his rayas as to why he thinks Tzikreishen Liyich Besleis Oseh. And then if Bez Nagodl, after hearing his tainus, will reject this tainus and will tell him why they reject this tainus, then even though in his heart he is not disposed to agree with their views, so then he has to be rebutted by them. That's the Gzeiras HaTorah. But until he meets the Besdin, he should not rely likule on the royal Bez Nagodl. He should not be rebutted by them. Because maybe when Bez Nagodl will hear his tainus, maybe Bez Nagodl will change their minds. That happened. He's not as great as the Bez Nagodl, but many times a greater person changes his mind because of a raya shown by a smaller person. So Mimele, he's not allowed to rely on the Eroye of Bez Nagodl Likule if in his judgment he's to the counter. But he should be machmir. But once he met with Bez Nagodl and he presented all his tainus, and Bez Nagodl, after hearing the tainus, rejected the tainus and told him why they reject the tainus, so then, even though he's not disposed to agree with their swores, then he's mechuyev to be mevatelai. So Mimele, it appears. And then the Ramban says, with this klal, you'll understand the Yerushalmi, the Sifri, the Bavli, in Eretz. In other words, because the Ramban himself was disturbed by this apparent stira between the Sifri and the Yerushalmi. On one hand, one price says, Afileinu l'chal yimin shu smeil v'al smeil shu yimin. On the other hand, another price says, Kisheinu l'chal yimin shu yimin v'al smeil shu smeil. So how can we reconcile these two prices? The answer is this. The price that says Afleimul Chalimin Shus Meil Al Smel Shimin has reference to the case where he met with Beznagodl and he mentioned all his svores, and Beznagodl, after hearing it, rejected them and told him why they reject. So then Afleimul Chalimin Shus Meil, don't be an action. And so Afleimul Chalimin Shus Meil Al Smel Shimin, he shouldn't be an action, and he has to succumb. And if he doesn't succumb, even if he lichumre, so he's able to succumb. Bashenk and the price that says Kishimrim Al Yimin Shu Yimin Val Smail Shu Smail Viloy Kishimrim Al Yimin Shu Smail Val Smail Shu Yimin has reference to the case where he did not present his stylus. But he knows that Beznagodl passed him one way and he is convinced the other way. So then he should not be Makil Lifi Beznagodl, but he should be Mahmir according to his own view. According to his own view. So Mimele, that means that until a person presented his tainus to Beznagodl, so he's not supposed to ignore his own judgment. So Mele, the shita of the Rambam is, well, that shows how much one has to be a yogea in Torah. That Aloche expects every plain Jew to do his utmost, and to even to find out certain things that the Beznagodl had not found out as yet. So Mele, true, there is a halacha of Aflaim Luchal Yimin Shu Smeil Val Smeil Shimin, but that's only in the case where he already presented his tainus and Beznagodl rejected it. But until he presented his tainus, so then he's not allowed to rely on Beznagodl. Now, here we are dealing with a person who is not such a big God. So he doesn't have any svaras. But had he learned, he's not alone. But had he learned, he might have known svaras as to why Beznagodl is not right. And had he learned, he might have known the svaras. And then he could, if he presented these svaras, Beznagodl might be made alemes. But he didn't learn. So ignorance of the law is no excuse. So Mimele, so even vis-a-vis the biggest amoretz, be Israel, so we do not consider him as an honest gomor. We cannot say to him, well, you should have learned. I mean, so he cannot say, after all, I'm an amoretz. So how was I expected to find out that Beznagodl made a mistake? How was I never learned? The answer is, who you were roommate? You had to learn. Why are you an Amoretz? 1 second. Why are you an Amoretz? You had to learn. And if you learned, and if you had been a Yogea in learning, maybe you would have found out the reasons as to why Beznagodl, what mistake Beznagodl made. And then, if you had presented these arguments to the Beznagodl, the Beznagodl would have changed their mind. So Mimele is not considered an Onos Gamor. There is still an element of neglect, even vis-a-vis the biggest Amoretz. But if it was already pushed over Riva Tzibur, now of course, the Tzibur Yisrael contains many Omnim. So when it is pushed over, certainly Roye is pushed over Riva Tzibur. So that's in lieu of presenting the arguments and hearing that the arguments are rejected. Because if Rov Yisrael is so accepted the heroi of Beznagodl, so Mimele, even if he is a Talmud Chochem, and he has reasons as to why Idaloche is not like Beznagodl, so he still is bound to succumb to the royal Beznagodl without even presenting it to Beznagodl. So when does the Ramban say that if someone is a Talmud Chochem and he has his own svaras as to why the law is not the way Beznagodl says, that is, if it was not presented to, if it was not poshto b'riva tzibur, but if it was poshto b'riva tzibur, the fact that it was poshto b'riva tzibur, and the Riva Tzibur has many Talmidei Chachamim, the Riva Tzibur. So Mimele, that is the equivalent of a rejection by Beznagodl. So Mimele, he is not even expected to mention any arguments. So, there is no element of neglect. But if it's not poshto b'reva tzibur, so it's possible that had he learned, too, he's an amoritz, he doesn't know anything. But had he learned, he would have been a big London, and then he might have known in what way Bez Nagodl made a mistake, and he could have convinced Bez Nagodl. But why did he not convince Bez Nagodl? Because he didn't learn. He wasn't here gay learning. So Mimele, you cannot call him in on his gavol. And there is an element of neglect, and Mimele, he's chayvuko. He is anonymous, but not anonymous gomo. So Mimele, in such a case, is chayvuko. But if it's already poshto b'reva tzibur, so that's the equivalent of a rejection by Bez Nagodl of all his arguments. So Mimele is already an honest gomo. But he did it after Bez Nagodl itself had found out its mistake. So there is a possibility that had he inquired from Bez, so then he would have found out that Bez Nagodl had discovered his mistake. But there is a possibility that even if he had consulted Bezin, he still wouldn't have found out, so it's a suffix, so he has to bring an Oshin Tol. But if he's Chuslan Dineh, so then there is no element of neglect, so then he's Potter. Now, I want to tell you, now, it doesn't make any difference when I start the Shia. You have to learn here anyway. And in the future, if someone comes in half an hour late when I start a quarter before 12, I will not mark him present. I mean, the three that walked in late, so I'll put their names down. But in the future, if someone is not here, I'm not going to mark him present. Everyone is supposed to be here, the whole Seder. After the Gimel without Omar, Zeyi Yochel, Divahakel Chai. So the more raised the question, hey minai mechayev, the v'hak l'chayev, which one? Omar Rav Chisde, ze sheyochel. The one that is yochel is chayev. The ze sheini yochel, my kovit. He doesn't do anything. Let's say, Reuven and Shimon. So, carry out a beam. And Reuven carries it on his shoulder. And then Shimon comes along and puts his hand beneath it. So the way Reuven was carrying it on his shoulder, even without the help of Shimon, he would be able to do it. But Shimon, even if he's the strongest person, but when his help consisted in putting his hand, so without Reuven's carrying, he couldn't carry it that way by just putting the hand under the beam. So Reuven is a yochel, and Shimon is an Eini Yochel. So, Rav Chisda says, Reuven is Chai. Dizesh Eini Yochel, my God. Omar Rav Amnune, Dikom Asayei Abade. Shimon should be Chai, Rav Amnune says. Omar Lei, so Rav Chisda said, no, Shimon is not Chai. Misayei Mimamish. Now, so there are two pshot in Elisha. The question is, when Rav Amnune says that Shimon is Chai, Does Rav Amnune mean Shimon is chayev to the exclusion of Reuven? Only the Eini Yochel. Or Rav Amnune means Shimon is also chayev. So the Rashba mentions in the name of Rabbi Meshi Barab Yosef that Shimon, according to Rav Amnune, only Shimon is chayev to the exclusion of Reuven. And then the Rashba himself says, no, the pshat is that Shimon is chayev and Reuven is also chayev. Now, in Rashi says, Ze sheyochel, diyo avdel chur, ein bimamesh mi sheein yel misayeh avidov, vin bol asei se levadei, ein yochel, ein bimamesh, v'lo yichoshiv midi, v'lo yimifta avidoch. So from, even though Rashi doesn't spell out what the shita is, I mean, the Mishnah Berurah Yosef spells out that this shita is that according to Rav Amnune only the Eini Yochel is chayev. And Rashi spells out this shita that according to Rav Amnune both are chayev. Rashi doesn't spell out, but it's mashma, there is a deal, See, Rashi, this Rashi is explanatory of Rav Chisde, not of Rav Amnon, that the Yochel is right. But in explaining Rav Chisde, he says, "Ein b'mamesh b'she'ini el misayir b'davo, v'im bol asei zilivadei ein Yochel, ein b'mamesh, v'lo choshev mide, v'lo miftari davo." So be shleimi if we say that Rashi agrees with Rav Chisde, but he say, that according to Rav Amnon, Shimon is chayav, Reuven is poter. So in explaining Rav Chisde, he has to say, v'lo miftarid. But if Rashi agrees with the sheet of the Rashbo, that according to everybody is made that the Yochel is chayav. And according to Rav Amnon, both are chayav. So there is no machlekes between Rav Chisde and Rav Amnon as far as the Yochel is concerned. So why should Rashi say in explaining Rav Chisde, who says that Yochel is chayev, he says, v'lemif taridach. So it's Mashi. From the Rosh of Rashi, that Rashi agrees with Rabbi Yishev Rabbi Yisif. That according to Rav Amnune, so the Yochel is chayev, and the Yochel is chayev. Now we have to understand it naturally. But most Rishayim seem to agree with the Shittim. Of the Rashba. Now let's see cases. Hey, binayim mechay, loy boy le meima shei poter, oyisi she yoche, vele chayiv shei yoche. Dein ze svor, elo koma, lo ischayiv na me afilu shei yoche, mo il rabi yude v rabi meya, di amra li yi el zei yoche zi yoche chay. So loy boy le meima shei poter, oyisi she yoche. So in other words, Tetzis agrees with the sheet of the Rashba. That is certainly chayiv. The Yochel, everybody agrees, is chayiv. But the question is the Ein Yochel chayiv? So Rav Chisde says, only the Yochel, the Ein Yochel is poter, and Rav Amnon says, the Ein Yochel is also chayiv. So it seems that the machleket between Rav Meishe and Rav Yisi and the Rashbo, so the same machleket between Rashi and Tesis. Jesus Rosh says, "Hey, min amechayev, v'zei yochel, v'zei yochel, oy shezei ni yochel, v'zei ni yochel, pshitali tavai mechayev, dey min ayim avkis, avol zei yochel, v'zei ni yochel, pshitali di yochel mechayev, avol miboylein gam ni yochel mechayev." So again, take the Rosh is also like Jesus, not like Rav Meishe bar Rabbi Yisi. Now Teisves says the previous Teisves says Omer Maral Ze Yochel Ze Yochel. I forgot to go over the Teis first. Nirali the Hayni Yochel Hayna Afilu Balkei Achal Elishu Neisi Akiru Binyan Ze Bichay Gam Neshiu Mole Achir Lo Yochel Neisa Levadi Gimbed Lo Teisa Binyan Ze She Yochel Neisa Levadi. The Malon Lekeich Gim Dash The Binyan Yochel Neisa. It's very stable like that. In other words, it doesn't make any difference whether the Eini Yochel is a weak person who couldn't carry it by himself, or he's the strongest person in the world. But as long as the manner in which he helps out, he couldn't do it himself, so Mimele, he is considered a Yochel. So let's say, if Reuven, let's say, he's a weak person, but when he strains himself, he can carry a beam on his shoulders. So if Reuven carries the beam on his shoulders, and then Shimon, who is a relatively strong person, but he doesn't put his shoulder on it, he just put his hand on it. So in that manner, Shimon could not carry it himself. So then Shimon is considered in him. Alright. Omar Rav Zvid Mishmei Derove, so Rav Chisde said, that Misayei in Mimamish. Omar Rav Zvid Mishmei Derove, Afanan Amtion, Hoyeish, that's a Mishnah in Zav. Hoyeish, Valkabe Amito, Babital Yestahas Ragla Amito, May, Mishnah, Hevel Amital Sholeish. So one of the tumes of his Zav is metres. So if Zav stands on something, lies on something, sits on something, if he supports himself on something, so that something is tome, is an avatume, it's a metres azav. So suppose Zav sat down or slept on a mitre, and the mitre has four beds. And then on the each leg of the mitre, there is a beget. So the question is, are the taliyas on which the weight of the Zav is supported? He supports himself, he's resting on the taliyas, he's resting on the bed, but the bed is supported on the taliyas. One leg on each talis, on each beget. Are the taliyas stone? Now, everybody agrees that there is a halacha, that the rubi shel zav has to be in order, that the thing should become tomei, should become affected with tumas metres. So the weight, the major, the rubi shel zav, the weight of the zav has to be supported on that thing. Now here, so the zav was supported on four legs, and each leg rested only on one bed. So the question is, so everybody, the Rabbanon of Rav Shimon also agree that there is a halacha that Rubi Shel Zav has to be marbit on the talis in order to that the talis should be effective with Tumas Medres. But do we say that in view of the fact that the Zav is supported on all the four legs. Now the bed couldn't stand on three legs. So the Zav is supported on all the four legs. So the melee, the on one leg, on every one leg, so only one fourth of the Zav is supported. So the melee, the talus is not domi tumas metres, or we consider as if the whole Zav had been supported on each leg. There's the shot. But everybody agrees. Rabbanon also agree that there is aloche, that there is no tumas metres unless the zav is marbido. So the question is the zav considered al pidin to be marbid on each leg, or only one fourth of the zav is considered to be marbid on one leg? So boy ishul gamit vabtali is tachas gamitot meyitz. In view of the fact that each leg is indispensable, so he couldn't stand on three legs, so that means that the whole Zav is supported on each leg, because each leg is indispensable. Now we have here Rashi. Let's see the Rashi. Now, so we see that Rashi emphasized that what Rashi we mentioned last time, that Rashi shite, that in other words, even though we have three psukim according to Rav Shimon. We have three psukim according to Rav Shimon, and we have according to Rav Shimon. It's one halacha. Ba'asei sekulo la'asei samisos. In other words, when is one chayv chatos? If the person does the whole halacha, but if he does a fraction of the halacha, then he's not chayv. So the question is he considered to do part of the melacha, or is he considered to do the whole melacha? So by saying Kazemniach, obviously he does only a fraction of the melacha, because there are two ingredients, Akir and Anochi. So one who is only Akir and Adminiach doesn't do the whole melacha. But when two people carry out a beam, carry out a book, so then it has to be considered. Is each one considered to do the whole melacha, or each one he does have a melacha? So Mimele, according to Rav Shimon, that they, that there is a pasuk Zayin Yochel Zayin Yochel. So that means according to Rav Shimon, even by Zayin Yochel, we Zayin Yochel. So each one is doing a fraction of the melachim. So here too, so Mimele, it has application. So it has application to Zavto. It's not only relevant Ligabi Shabbos. So according to Rabbanon, that Zayin Yochel is Zayin Yochel is Hayek. That means by Zayin Yochel is Yochel, view of the fact that each one's act is indispensable for the realization of the act. So Memele, each one does the whole Melacha. And Reb Shimon says Zayin Yochel is Yochel is Potter. That means even by Zayin Yochel and Yochel was each one's act is indispensable. Each one is considered to do half a Melacha. So here too, each one is supported. One fourth of the Zav is supported on each leg. This is how Rashi says. So he says, V'chim nizei niyochel zei niyochel kol echot ve'echot kol amai sovei. V'dam belz ha-Zav, dinon shinose hu bo'olof. Because if al-Bedin it's considered that only one fourth of the Zav is supported on a leg, so then it couldn't be tomei, the talis couldn't be tomei. Rav Shimon mitai. Rav Shimon itamei domar zei ein yochel. V'zei niyochel name ein yaloi kimsayei. Ein yaloi kimsayei ha upote. Now, so that's the first Loshon HaRashi. So the first Loshon HaRashi is that Rav Shimon is litai. The same, for the same reason that Rav Shimon Gabi Shabbos says ein yochel v'yochel potah. In other words, because he has an extra posik, so that posik tells us zein yochel zein yochel too. Each one is doing a fraction of the melacha. So here, each leg is supporting just one fourth of the zav al pedim. So it couldn't be done. It couldn't be done. Now, tesves. Then Rashi has another shot. Lishna achrina di boi shio zil laze, vi shio zil laze, ekelim abubi shal zav mar bin rake, amar bin al kol echot veechot, vafilu misayeya, vafilu misayeya loiha, vafilu misayeya loiha. So he says, now, the mashal is meichibet. Why? Because Tesves mentions the first lotion, and then he says, Tesves says, vininir l'rashbo, and he mentions what is mentioned by Rashi in the second Loshon. Was mentioned by Rashi in the second Loshon. So it's mashma that Rashi doesn't have that. So it's Shaloi Bim Kemi, the second Loshon that's really tasteless, the mashal says. It's not Rashi. However, the taste of Rosh and the Chidush HaRashbo, they both mention the second Loshon of Rashi. So how is it that the tasteless said just mentioned the first Loshon, and if tasteless had the second Loshon in his text too, but Tesves just didn't mention the second Loshon, because after all he's not masking the second Loshon, he's masking the first Loshon. So Tesves should have said, Pirish bikuntres b'loshon rishon, the Rav Shimon Tain. When Tesves says Pirish bikuntres, it's mashma that there is no other Loshon. That's the reason why the Mashal is meichiket from Rashi's text. But Rashbo and this is a Rosh, they mention the name of Rashi. So it could be that perhaps in certain svarim, certain texts, so it did not appear the second Rosh. It did not appear. And in other texts it did appear, so Tesves, in Tesves' text it didn't appear. Whatever the reason is. But we see that Rishen had a second Rosh in Rashi. Now, so Tesves says, Beninir l'Rashi, the first Rosh of Rashi. The Shano Hoson, the gole rachmone di ke kolif tu. Vinira di taime mishun di boye she yiye rei vazov nisa al kolechot. So in other words, it's not that Rav Shimon is litaime. This Rav Shimon could accord even with the Rabbonon in Shabbos. It's true that Rav Shimon happens to say with Gabi Shabbos in Yochel Yochel Zvota. And he says here Gabi Tume that it's Toya. But there is no logical connection. This, it's two separate members of Rav Shimon. And this Rav Shimon could say this memory, that it's Toya, even if he had agreed with the Rabbonon in Shabbos. Because here it's a special Zakos. The Shano Hoson, the Gola Rachmone, the Kikol Iftu. So he could, so this Rav Shimon could accord with Rabbanon in Shabbos too, but Rav Shimon holds it's a special Zeres HaKosov. It's a special Zeres HaKosov. That Kabizav, so it's only Tomei Tumas Vedres, the Beged, or anything on which the Zav is supported, if the whole Zav, the Rav Shel Zav, is supported. But here, the Rav Zav, the Zav is not supported on just one leg. It's supported on all the four legs, not on one leg. So Mimele, it couldn't be done. We nearly time should boy shall be Zav and Isaac. The Chimash was the Hemsar Zav. It not has Zom Bechaf Miznai and his scale. Umishkach, Umeshach Kenegbe. On one side of the scale, you have the Mishkach Meshach. On the other side of the scale, you have the Zav standing. So, Korah Zav, if the site where the Zav stands went down, descended, so he stayed. So if it is Korah Zav, so he stayed him. So the Mishkaf and the Meishav, that is on top, is a Yenish Zav. So it doesn't mean Toya Legam, as Hashem pointed out. It's Toya Mitumas Metres. A Yenish Zav, that's it to Mekala. But it will be Tomei on the score of Elieni Shalzav. But Kohen, if the beds, the chairs, whatever it is, that is on the other side of the scale, they descended, and the side of the scale where the Zav is standing went up. So that means that he was lifted, that the Zav was lifted by the Mishkav and the Meishav. So the Mishkav and the Meishav is the Metres. So it's Tumei. So it's Tumei, Tumasav, Metres. Reb Shimon Meir, B'yochi Meir, Pirish Kishin Lalu Mishkav Echot, Oy Mishkav Mishav Echot. So then it is Tumei. Because then it is considered that this single Mishkav completely supported the Zav, it lifted the Zav. But suppose you have two beds, two chairs, two benches, whatever it is. Bimrubi misteri, shenkolechot neise rubei. Shenechot neise rubei. Because the Zav was not lifted by one bed. It was lifted by the two of them. By all of them. Alright. Now, the Tesis of Rosh says, mentions also in the name of Rashi, says something strange in Rashi. Rosh and Rishayim, Pirsh and Rashi, Rosh and Rishayim. So you see the Tesis of Rosh also had the Gios and Rashi, said in Rosh. They have shimmily timing. The potter is a yochel, is a yochel. The potter is a yochel, is a yochel. Because the sham is so there is a mistake. Is a yochel, is a yochel. Because the sham also, the golden crow, takes his cash. He'll get near a Rosh and Shemini Shapir. You see, so the Rosh does mention a Rosh and Rosh and Shemini. Obviously, the Rosh had the girl saying Rashi, but Tesis doesn't mention Rosh and Shemini. Apparently, Tesis did not have that text, that girl saying this text. So in other words, so what the Mashal is saying is true, and certain text had that, and certain text did not have it. He'll come here to Rosh Hashem Shepir, the Pinon Shikorech of Neisei Reb Hazav. Kiditani, Kiditoni Befer Beit Mesech Hazoi. Hazav Vechaf Mesnai Mishkav Mishkav Nekde. Koru Hazav Terem, Koru Heim Tmeim, Rav Shimei Mechid Tmeim. Pirish Kein Shom Merod Mishkav 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 Echad. Vimur Terem, Shinaech of Neisei Sur. Ulhach Mishnet Rav Shimei, Boy Yeshiyon Zibel Lecholech of Neechol. Loi mashma hochel kamon. Di kama Rav Pope, afa nan namet yone. Davo nema kitam loye. Mi Rashi Pireish, di rabono name bino bimetres, chiei rei vazov niso. Rivo, in other words. So Rashi says, that rabono name bino bimetres, chiei rei vazov niso. That was the second Rosh Nirashi. Now, so first he has the kashe, the second Rosh Nirashi, does not seem to be true, because the Gemara has a machlekes whether we require shilazeh v'shilazeh, and then so one mandoma says shilazeh v'shilazeh is required, and one mandoma says shilachad l'kulam. And then Omar Fakum Shmid Rov Afan Anant Mione, who is Rabbi Mito, Abatal Yestachas Abra Mito, Meish Yechilam Gal Sholish, Vamai Boy Shil Zilazev Shil Zilazev. So why do the Rabbonon say that it is Meish only if four Zavim will sit on the bed? Then will be Meish. But if one Zav, so there is no Shil Zilazev, so it shouldn't be Meish. So it's a Raya that Bashnaim Shosu. So Shira Echad L'Kulam is enough. This is what the Gemara said. So the Rosh asks, and that Kasha is raised by the Rashba also. According to the second Lashon of Rashi, so the Gemara should say Tanoi, and that Machlekes as to whether we need Shira Zivlazeh, Shira Zivlazeh, Shira Zivlazeh, Shira Zivlazeh, or Shira Echad L'Kulam should say Tanoi, and the Gemara doesn't say Tanoi. And true, Rav Pope, he mentions the Raya from the Rabbanon, but he doesn't say that he couldn't mention the Raya from Rav Shimon, because according to Rav Shimon it's not Tomei. So the Raya could only be deduced according to Rabbanon. But he doesn't say, the Gemara doesn't say Tanoe. So it's mashma that it's not only that. I mean, this is the Kashe of the Rashi also. And the Tesis Rosh mentioned it. Hoy ich kann mit aber da ist Rav Shimon Peter Masche für Rashi für vier Geschenke die Teil der Rav Shimon die beiden Schier sind was sehr 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 klein was ich so gemacht mit der Kollege weg hat eine macht da was er mir schat mir was nicht mehr was ist wir bei Schier noch weg hat weg hat wie nie ist da neu der Rav Shimon bei Schier sind noch weg hat weg hat aber was ich noch nicht nicht der Rav Shimon die Teil mit mir den Joch und sein Joch na aber der Rosh so first of all he says so yes the same kashi ולאח נישן דרב שימא בוי שיו זיב לכל אחד ואחד למאש נוח לי כמה כמה רב פופ נאם דיון דאב ממנו קטנוי וראש פירש דרב נאם בן שיבי שיהי ריב עזוב שיהי ריב עזוב ניסו ופירוש צורך לאים והנה תריב נישן דרש יכול לפירוש so then he says that it's not too much in his rash it's not too much in his rash But it's one wash. The hobby hotel, the Rebshim and the portal say Yochel, say Yochel, keep the goal like Chok Habi Shabbos, the Lehavi Kol Chad Minayi, Kei Yei Kol Meloche, Hoche Nami, Rivazov, Nisa Kol Echol Vechot. O Rabbonu Memechai Ve, say Yochel, say Yochel, Lididu, Hoche Nami, Rivazov, Nisa Kol Echol Vechot. So he says Rashi, that it's not two pshat in the Rashi, but it's one pshat, it's one Moshe, it one supplements the other. In other words, as I said before, everybody agrees there is Gzeiras HaKosuv by Zav, that the Medrash does not become affected with Tumas Medrash unless the Rubi Shel Zav is Marvel. The Rabbonon holds it. But the reason as to why the Rabbonon say that by Mito, so each Talis is Tomei, even though just one leg is standing on each individual talis, is because since each leg is indispensable, so it's considered as if each leg does the whole thing. So that's true according to Rabbanon, who says Eini Yochel is in Yochel Gav Shabbos Yisrael. So it doesn't come within because in view of the fact that each one's act is indispensable, so each one is considered to do the whole melach, the whole act. But according to Rav Shimon, that it's potter, that he has a special meal that it's potter. So according to him, even though each one's act is indispensable, So it doesn't mean that each one does the whole malacha, but each one does a fraction of malacha, half or third or fourth, depending upon the number of people who join in to do the act. To do the act. So memele, according to, there is no machlekes, there is no zav machlekes. Both Rabban and Rav Shimon agree by zav there is a special zakosu that the talis can only be tomim to mas metres if the whole zav is marmitov. And here only one leg out of the four legs that support the zav stands on each talis. And each individual talis. But according to Rabbanon, since each leg is indispensable, so it's considered that each leg supports the whole zav. According to Rav Shimon, it's even though it's indispensable, it's considered that it does only a fraction of the work. So in other words, so we say that each leg supports only one fourth of the zav. So in Meile, it cannot be tome. So it's one lashon. So this is how. This is how the Tesis Arosh, explains Rashi. Now, but he says it, the Tesis Arosh says it in Rashi. He does not say it in Tesis. Why doesn't he say it in Tesis? Tesis Arosh knew what Tesis was saying. And the Tesis Arosh knew what Tesis was saying. So why doesn't he say the same thing in Tesis? Obviously, Tesis does not mean that. Tesis does not mean, when Tesis says, V'inirali Rajbo, Ishan Hoskun Bola Rachmon Edik, Rekomik Deya, so Tesis obviously implies that this Rav Shimon has nothing to do with the Machlekes between Rabbon and Rav Shimon in Shabbos. It could accord with the Rabbanon in Shabbos. He is a special Zeras HaKosov. But the question is, why does Tesis say, V'nir l'Rajah, Dishan Hosom, Dikol Rachmoneh, Dikik Cholif Tu, V'nir l'Taimim, Shem Diboye, Sheyye, Rivazov, Niso, Al Kol Echol. So there is a special Zeras HaKosov. All right, but if we say, like the Rabbanon, so Memele, it's considered as if each leg supports each leg supports the whole zav. But the answer is, Tesis Shiti is no here. There is Xeras HaKosuv that in order to become Tomei, Tumas Medres, so Binon, that Rivazov should actually be Nisal Kolechot. Actually, it's not. The Zov is not supported by one leg. Bimtzias, it's supported by four legs. So Mimele, but according to Rabbonon, so Zeini Yochel, since each one's act is indispensable, so it's considered as if each one did all that. All right. So Al Pedin is considered. But Bimtzias, so the each one leg does not support the whole Zav. Only the four legs together support the Zav. Not each one leg. So here, Reb Shimon holds that there is a Xeras HaKosuv that the Zav should actually be Nisal Kolechot, not Al Pedin. So that's why Reb Shimon says that it's done. Now, why couldn't we say that in Rashi? And then the Rashbo ask the Kashi against Rashi's second Roshi. So if it is true that Rav Shimon here is not Rav Shimon Lishitosi in Shabbos, but it's a separate din of Rav Shimon. So then when the Gemara mentioned the Machlekes, whether bin Shiur L'chol Echot V'Echot or Shiur Echot L'Kulom, and the Gemara tries to deduce from the same Mishnah. Why doesn't the Gemara say that? No, the Gemara mentions that Mishnah. So it seems that it's not the Machlekes Tanoim. So that Kashi, the Rashbo raises against Rashi. The Rashbo does not raise it against Tesis. Why? The answer is, it's only because Rashi has the Roshi. The boy is shiozive loze, and shiozive loze. That's why the Rashbo has the kasha against Rashi. But if Rashi had said, Mishnah Chine, Reb Shimon say there, the toy here, Reb Shimon mitaye, the binon shel ubi shel zav marvid al kol echad vechad, vafim misayir al yihabe, then the Rashbo wouldn't ask any kasha. Because as far as Eis Vishita is concerned, what Rav Shimon is saying here has nothing to do with the machlekes between Rav Chisda and Rav Amnune, whether Shio Echad Likulom or Shio Lezeh v'Shio Lezeh. Here we have an abiding digmor. Binon Shio Lezeh v'Shio Lezeh, we deal with Shio Echad Likulom. Rav Chisda and Rav Amnune, Chadoma Shio Lezeh v'Shio Lezeh. Chadoma Shio Echad Likulom. So let's say Rav Chisda is the one who says, She was there, and Rav Amnune is the one who says, She Achmiko. So that means, according to Rav Chisda, who says, She was there, so then, if Shnayim Shel Yitziu is Chayev, so there must be Shio Trigres, Lozeh, Shio Trigres, Lozeh. And then Rashi says, when Rav Popeh is midayik from the Mishnah of Zavi that Shir Echad Likulom, because he says, Hoyo Yeshi Vagabi Mito, Vyabat Al Yis Tachas Arberag Lamitot Meyes, Mipnei Shein Yechilo Lamit Al Sholesh, Vavai Liboy Shio Zivloze, Vishio Zivloze, Lam Shilamun Shir Echad Likulom. So Rashi says, what does it mean, Vamai Liboy Shio Zivloze, Vishio Zivloze? So the Talaisim, the Bgodim, should be Tomei only four Zavim Sitan. Not if one Zav sits, only four. Shiozive Shiabit Rubialov, Vitzolach Li Scandalizami. So Rashi here says, in so many words, that even according to the Mandoma, Rav Chisda, that we need Shiozive Shiozive. So the male, if one Zav will sit on the bed, he'll not. So the Talis will not be Tommy. But if four Zav will sit on the bed, the same bed, situated the same way, each leg of the bed, being placed on the talus. So if four Zavim will sit on the bed, then even according to Rav Chisda, who requires Shio Lezeh, so it'll be tough. So this is in connection with the Chile as to whether Binon Shio Lezeh v'Shio Lezeh or not. So there we can understand. Mashirinki, according to Rav Shimon, according to Tesis Pshat and Rav Shimon, so here it's not a question of Shiel Azeh v'Shiel Azeh. According to Teisves, because here there is Xerasakosuf, that Bimtzies, the whole weight of the Zav, Reba Zav, so the weight of the Zav has to be Bimtzies, supported, has to be Bimtzies supported on each talus. So even if you have four Zav, so what difference does it make? Bimtzies, so if, let's say you have four Zavim sitting on the bed, and each leg is placed on a baguette, so Bimtzies, so you don't have a whole Zav supported on one leg. The weight, the total weight of all the four Zavim is supported on all the four legs. But you cannot say that Bimtzies, one Zav, the total weight of one Zav is supported on one leg, which leg? Why? I mean, you'll toss a coin and you'll say, well, Ruvein, the weight of the Zav Ruvein is supported on leg number one. The weight of Zav Shimon is supported on leg number two. It doesn't make any difference how many Zavim sit on the bed, whether one or 400. The fact is, Bimtzies, if you have a talus under each leg and there are four legs, and the bed can stand only on four legs, not on three and not on two and not on one. So it doesn't make any difference how many Zavim sit on the bed. Can there be 1,000 Zavim sitting on the bed, and you can have one Zav sit on the bed. So the fact is that all the Zavim are supported on all the four legs. So not one Zav, even if you have four, is supported on just one leg. But If we figure it out mathematically, so if you have four zavim, and if if you have four zavim, so then mathematically, so in other words, each leg supports the weight of one zav. Suppose the weight of one zav. I mean, if the four zavim happen to be of the same weight, sometimes one might be very short, I mean an underweight, and the other one it might be a heavyweight, but still we'll figure it out as equal. Al-Pedin will figure it out as equal. But Bimtzies, so the Zav, no Zav is supported on one leg. If you have four Zavim, so all the four Zavim are supported by all the four legs, but not on one. So according to Taisis Pshat, Taisis doesn't spell out Shio Zivaloze v'Shio Zivaloze. Rashi spells out Shio Zivaloze v'Shio Zivaloze. So mainly it's the same thing that Rav Chisda and Rav Amnuna discuss. So the Rashba asks, so why doesn't Gemara say Ketanoe? But the Rashba doesn't raise any question against Taisis, because Taisis says something else. Taisis says that this Rav Shimon has nothing to do with the machlekes between Rabbon and Rav Shimon and Shabbos. There is a, of course, Rabbon and Rav Shimon here in Zavim, they both agree there is a halacha that Rubi Shel Zav has to be supported. Otherwise, it's not Tomei Tumas Medras. But, and according to, so why do Rabbon say that it's Tomei after all? The Zav is supported by four legs, and there is just one leg that stands on a talis, on a single talis. The answer is, al-pedin we consider it. Al-pedin we consider it as if he was the whole zav was supported on each leg, because of zayin yochel and zayin yochel. So al-pedin we consider it. But mitzies, that the talis is not supported. Not the whole zav is supported on one leg. Al-Bedin you consider, because it is indispensable. Each leg is indispensable. But Bumtzies, it's not supported. The whole zav is not supported on one leg. The whole zav is supported only by four legs. He couldn't rest in the bed on one leg of the bed. So if there hadn't been Xeras HaKosel, that Bumtzies, the whole Zav has to be supported. Alright. But Rav Shimon holds that Xeras HaKosel by Zav implies that Bimtzies it has to, the whole Zav has to be supported. So Mimele, even if you have four Zavim, so we'll still be Toyer according to Rav Shimon. Even if you have four Zavim, you'll still be Toyer. So that's why the Rashba doesn't test any Kashi against Taisis, but the Rashba is the Kashi against Rashi, because Rashi spells out the boy Shio Zivaloze v'Shio Zivaloze, thus implying that in case four Zavim sit, not one Zav, then Rav Shimon also be made his Mutter. Also made his Mutter. Some Amelie Taisis of Rosh says that Rashi, it's one Rosh. It's one Rosh. Alright. So, Omar Avzvit Mishmei Dorobe. Omar Avzvit Mishmei Dorobe, Avanan Antion, Voye Yeshi Valgar Amito, Viarba Tawi Stachas Rag Amito, Tmeiz, Vipnei Shem Yechei Olam Ital Shosh, Virepshim Emitai, Hoyo Rechi Valgar Bebeimo, Vidal Et Tawi Stachas Rag Amito, Tevez, Vipnei Shem Yechei Olam Ital Gim, because the Behemi can stand on three. Vamai, Hokomisai Bad Ode, Now Rashi here is remarkable, strange, remarkable. But what Teitzu says is very simple. So Teitzu says, "Nishirchil olam in al gimu, v'havali kol regel in yochel, v'agimu achil im yecheli." So in other words, the behemoth could stand on three out of the four. Doesn't make any difference. So Mimela, that means that three out of the four is Yochel. But one by itself is any yochid. So mele, if we are to consider the relationship between three legs as against one single leg, so then the three legs together, the combination of three legs, the combination of three legs is yochid, and one leg is any yochid. So mele, the fourth, each one leg, and it doesn't make any difference which one leg, because you can take any single leg. So, and the behemoth could pick up any single leg and stand and remain free. So mainly every single leg by itself is an enir, as against three legs together. So mainly each leg by itself, a single leg by itself, is considered any yochid, as against the combination of three legs. So each leg by itself is only considered a misayeya. So a misayeya is a mamesh. So a mele, that means that the support that is given by each talus that is under a single leg is an insignificant support. It's the support of misayeya, and misayeya and mamesh. That's the reason why, in case of Rechev al Gabalehim, or so even the Rabbonon says this, Nishichilu Amid al Gim, because if we were to say that misayeya yesh bimamesh, so why do the Rabbonon themselves say Gabalehim, or that is there is? After all, each leg, each simple leg, it's something, it is a siyua k'tzas, the behemoth could stand without that single leg and the other three, but it helps, it's a little bit of help. So mele, if it's a yeyeh b'mamesh, so it should be considered that the misayeya, each leg by itself, is supporting so that the holds up. All right, this is how Tesis is explained, but let's see. All right, now let's go over the Gemara first with Tesis Pshat, and then we'll go over the Rashi. All right, so Milam give Vamayu Kamasiya Bato de Lav Mishinam Vino Misayeh Mimash. So in other words, because here it's possible that the behemoth, many times the behemoth stands on three legs, and one leg is lifted. So it's possible as to each talus that the behemoth never stepped on it, that the behemoth on which the Zav was riding, so never stepped with this leg. So mainly it's story. So it's not even misayeya, but it could have stepped and it could not have stepped on each leg. And it's very likely that at one time or another, each leg was used, because the behemoth alternates, you know, the legs that it lifts up. It's not that it always lifts up the same leg. So sometimes it stands on three legs, and then on leg number one, on leg number two, and leg number three, and sometimes it stands on leg number three and number four, and it lifts like leg number two. So mele it's a sofik. So v'chivn is in nachrohor, lemik izov amisabeir, milit nanzov shim mutalei shavsolim, or yahir pundois, that's like big purses in the form of a belt, and you have hollow space in that purse, so you can lie on it. So zofshim mutal hisav solim yali pundois leirkon lengthwise. If the length of the zav was placed on the length of the safsol, so it's made the chobon widthwise teirin yoshon sofik misapich alei and mei. So why? Why? Because there is a possibility that he turned himself over. So for a moment he was lying on each bench, on each purse. So he stole it. So here too, there is a possibility that each leg was used at one time or another, as the Zav was riding on the behemo. So it should be Tomei. And it says that it's Toheya. So it's Raye. Right. Now let's see the Rashi. How Rashi is it? Yishichilu amit al gim. Yilkach kol echod ve'echod av l'rivi. Ve'y misayeya. Ustomei kirab yude. Vizeyochel. Kore misayeya. So Rashi says that this can accord only with Rabbi Yud. That Zeyochel is potter, but it cannot accord with Rabbi Meir. Now, so the Mashor raises the question: Why only like Rabbi Yud? After all, Rabbi Meir only says in the case of Zeyochel with Zeyochel, but here it's not the case of Zeyochel with Zeyochel. Because here we have a relationship between a combination of three legs against a single leg. So the single leg is a niyochel, the combination of the three legs is yochel. So mele it's a yochel, vizei niyochel. Why does he say that it can only accord with Rabbi Yude, not with Rabbi Meir? So by zei yochel, vizei niyochel, even Reb Meir is made the day in Yochel is potter according to Rav Chisda, who says Misayei in the Manish. And the Yochel is Chai, and the Yochel is potter. So why does Rashi say, who's Tomek Reb Yudin, this Yochel is a Yochel called Misayei? So in other words, so that's the reason as to why, by the Mishnah says in Zavin, Gabi Behemo, the Talisim Ateris. The implication being, according to Reb Meir, the Talisim would be Tomei. Why should Talisim be Tomei? Why? Because Rabbi Meir says, Zei Yochel be Zei Yochel, so he's Chayim. Because according to Rabbi Meir, so even by Zei Yochel be Zei Yochel, each one is considered to do the whole Melochel. But here it's not the case of Zei Yochel be Zei Yochel, because each leg by itself is not Yochel. It's only three legs together is Yochel. But each leg by itself is Eini Yochel. So Melele, it should be compared to Zei Yochel v'Zei Niyochel. And so Zei Yochel v'Zei Niyochel, Rav Chisda says, Zei Niyochel is potter, even according to Rameya. Why does Rashi emphasize whose stomach here of Yud that Zei Yochel v'Zei Niyochel comes in? Alright, the Mashal discusses it. But it seems that Rashi is telling us here a Chiddush, which is not unreasonable. I mean, of course, it's not muchach. So Teisves is chayav. Teisves is in zinachanam that in this case, this being the Mishnah that by behemo. So that all the talisim atheres, Shechil Abba Talgimu, can be in accord with Rameya. Rameya only says by the yochel, But here, each leg by itself is not yochel. It's in the yochel. And the three other legs, the combination of the three other legs is a yochel. So Mele, each leg is an Iniochel, and he's potter, even according to Rameya, I'll leave it to Rav Chisda. But that's the issue. But Rashi Shita is, there is a difference between the case, Gabtav Shabbos, of Zeyochel, is a Iniochel. Let's say, Ruvain carries out in Bimani Shores. So without Shimon's help, he would be able to carry it, but he would become tired. Then Shimon comes along and puts his both hands. He's giving him a little help. But Shimon's egg by itself wouldn't be able to carry the beam. So Reuven is a Yochel and Shimon is an Eini Yochel. So over there, even Reb Meir will be made according to Rav Chisda, we pass like Rav Chisda that Shimon is potter. Hashem can hear, it's different. Why? Because over there, so when Reuven carries it on his shoulder, Reuven is a Yochel and Shimon puts his hand beneath it. So he's a Yochel, so there is no parity between Reuven and Shimon. Reuven carries it in such a way that without the cooperation of Shimon, he could carry it. but he would become more exhausted. And Shimon carries it in such a way, he merely puts his hand beneath the beam. So without women, he wouldn't be able to carry it. So there is no parity, they're not equal in their contributions, in the force that they meet out. So since there is no parity, some Mele, even Rav Meir will agree that Shimon is potter. Why? Because Shimon cannot be considered to do the whole melacha. After all, he by himself wouldn't be able to do it. Reuven by himself can be considered to do the whole melacha, but Shimon can only be considered as giving a little bit of help. So it's not a seisi kulei. Over there, it's not a seisi kulei even according to Rav Meir. Why? Because there is no parity. Because Reuven can do it himself, and Shimon. So Reuven contributes much more than Shimon. Reuven contributes much more than Shimon. Mashenkin here, each leg contributes as much as each other leg. There is no difference. But three legs together contribute more. But each leg, there is complete parity between one leg and another. So in such a case, where there is complete parity between one leg and another, so according to Rav Meir, so he should be fine. That's big chiddush. But Jesus is chiddush. That even in this case, where there is complete parity between one leg and another, but the fact is that each one leg cannot do it, and the three legs together can do it, so in melee, in respect to a single leg, so he's potter in the contrary. But Rashi distinguishes between the case of Zei Yochel and Zei Yochel, where Reuven contributes more than Shimon, so then we say Reuven does the whole thing and Shimon doesn't do anything, even a little bit of Meir. And the case of Voyorechi Falkabi Behemo, where true that each that that where that that where that that each leg cannot do the job, but each other leg does as much as any other leg. So the main leg, since there is parity between one act and the other, the same contributions of force, so the main leg, according to Rabbi Yudeh, he would be chayav. This is what Rashi said. But it's a big chiddush. Now, the Okel Legam, who carries a regal in the Oret, Vafim Sayyel Leham, who Pachino Vitayim Shindokale, כי ביזים נדוקה אדק חי ביזים נדק חי ופחו גם לי כל ישו כשם יבידה עליהן ולו יקרוסון ויתמין המסופי כי זו למסאפיך עלי פנדויס ומתמין המסופי so in the course of his sleep so he turned himself over so he was for a moment lying on each belt on each purse on each bench פנדויס כי נחית עם כיסים ארוכים ונסים בו מויס ורואים משם משקים במלאכתו שיש בעליהם ועם לילד מויס, ובשיח פיום ונדל, ועם צורך לימה רמי ונעס מלאכתי. ואיר כל כשיחב על מיו ופרבדום, ואיר כיבות על הלילה. ואין גסינו ממישנה, איטיירס, ויש לימה בכל החצמן שניסורו ביום. פעם מלזו, ורוב המתאר, לפי שאור כמות על הרוב, ורוב איניסו לחצמן. יושם על אין רוב, וסופי כניסה בחלור, כמצו כל נשנה לחצמן, מייס, תכל חודק, Neima, al zuni saber, alma mitamina misofik, vossa name, imishimakiru, mitamina misfike, elav, taimim, shimikula, habe, kol chode vichode misayea, vimimame, shkeni rabbi inai, mishnezu, rabbi isagir, sin lokum teirum, upirsh taime, lokum teirum, shinam ginon, shem bneyem, shochav, vloy aleye, vikashirim, kem likumet alinon, vamai toni biseife, sofik nisaber, ne. Now let's see the cases. Omar Azmit, Mishmei Dorot. Omar Azmit, Mishmei Dorot. Hafanan Rametiyon. פירוש נפסגי אין במאמש. כושר לי. דוח אינסטר לרב סבידי נפסגי אין במאמש. וכן רבה שבסומך. ולבי זה בעיצי המינון, עמי מר הכוח ואיני על יבנוכי בשעבס. איגע דאמרע דא פארבייזער מיט אַלע מייצע איגע דאמרע א מיי מא גוף קוכל אין מי נוח ווי בישאַפס סו א מיי מא דאי די זאי פוט אין איטס וואס איז סאט קיינס אויף דראפס דאט וואס פוט אין דא אין דאי די זאי פוי גוי אן שאַפס דא וואס זי די דו די די פוט די דראפס דאט דאט דאי גייגנט אין די אייס באט אי גוי די דיט די גוי די דיט פאר מילי נוח ווי סאס זאג אמר רב אשל אמינה, מה הייתה איתך? ואומר, הוא לברי דרבירו יקור צורך החילה איסן על אינוכי בשבס. וסמיר לאינוכי זמות הריב מלוכת רייסה בשבס, כמו החילה שאין מסכון. ואומר רב אמון, כל דובה שאין מסכון, אם אינוכי נעיסה, so יש איזה סרט נעיל מבינדאי, and he has to put in this certain drops, a dying agent. So then it's muter. Hanem mile when he's a milling ochi muter. If the Israel doesn't do anything, he doesn't join in. Hanem mile yichadu misayimade. Avu ma'ako misayimade. He comes to posach. So he has to open the eyes, the lids of the eyes, and close them. So he helps the goy as the goy puts the drops in the eyes. So mile, this is what. So Amima was Matia. Amima was Matia. So then, so Rav Ashi said to him, no, why should it be Muter? It should be yourself because he's Misayeg. So in other words, Rav Ashi's argument was that Misayeg is Mamish. So then, Omale, Ike Rav Zvidi Koika Vasoch. So Amima responded to Rav Ashi. Rav Zvidek is with you that Misayeya is Mamesh, Vishonalei, and I answer him, Misayeya is Mamesh. So in other words, we have here in Machlekes, where Misayeya is Mamesh or Misayeya is Mamesh. So,